Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We want to invite you to join us on Sunday mornings at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We meet at 10 a.m. and we continue to hear the word like this about life in the Spirit. So we want to invite you to gather together with like-minded people. We have a powerful time each Sunday of praise and worship and prayer and a life-changing, impactful word that we need for our lives. So join us, 1010 Dixon Boulevard. We also have Children's Church for children aged 3 through 11. So bring your family with you. There is something for everyone at Celebration Tabernacle Church. All this week, we're teaching on life in the Spirit, which requires a renewed mind.
Yes.
Our mind must be renewed in order to yield to the Spirit of God.
So let's pick up. We left off at verse 5 of Galatians chapter 8, verse 5. So chronologically, we're going to go to verse 6. Let's look at verse 6 and verse 7 together.
Okay. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 and 6. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh.
So that, let's hold that there. We set. It's a set. And it's set in a particular way. It's set towards the desire of my flesh, what makes me what? Feels good. So the desire of my flesh is what makes me feels good. Those who live according to what the flesh want will allow, set their mind to it. So they do it. Over here, the thing is, the devil made me do it. No. He says, there was an old saying going along, you know, in those days, somebody do something that they want to do, and then they blame it to the devil. The devil make me do it. The devil make me do it. So why can't we say, the Spirit make me do it? If the devil make you do it, then we can also turn it around and say, the Spirit makes me do it. And that's why we are going to teach you to say this. I live my life in the Spirit. The Spirit makes me do it. Okay. So it's a good look at verse 7.
Skip to 7 or
No. Where are we?
5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh.
Yeah.
But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
So stop there. So what do we want in this life? We want, what do we want?
Life and peace.
Life and peace. Yeah, that's the answer. So let's say it again out there in red light. What do all human being want?
Life and peace. And that comes, according to verse 6, from being spiritually minded. When we're carnally minded, it tells us that that is death.
Yeah.
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace, where we can overlook temporary circumstances and we could keep our eye on the prize, we could continue to operate in the peace of Jesus Christ, the gift that he has given unto us, the peace that cannot be found in the world when we remain spiritually minded. In Philippians chapter 4, Paul gives us that recipe of things to meditate on, things that are true, things that are noble, things that are praiseworthy, things that are of good report, things that are virtuous. He tells us all these things to consume our minds so that we can push out all the negativity and logical reasoning of carnality. So when we are spiritually minded, that is life and peace.
So the only way, let me emphasize it, make the emphasis strong here. The only way to enjoy life and peace is in the spirit. So I have to have the spirit mind and not the what? The carnal mind. I have to have the mind of the spirit now and not the mind of the flesh, because the mind of the flesh is what?
Yeah.
Is dead.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we can just let that absorb that thought, let that thought sink in. So which mind do you have? The mind of the spirit or the mind of the flesh?
Mm-hmm.
And whichever one of those you have is that one you're going to obey. Because way back in school, when we were there, we taught about the senses, We learned the senses. Seeing, that's one of the senses. Mm-hmm. Feeling is one of the senses. And we operate by them.
Mm-hmm.
We operate by the senses, which comes from my head, my mind, my brain. That's where it's coming from. So there's a spiritual, to be spiritually minded, there's a spirit of the mind also that's supposed to control, supersede the mind of the flesh, the physical, yes.
Mm-hmm. Verse 8 tells us, so then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So in the flesh, it's impossible to please God, because he can't direct us, he can't guide us, we can't fulfill that which he has sent us to fulfill here on the earth if we're only operating by the flesh.
Stay right there. Let's unpack that. It's impossible to please God if we live in life what? In the flesh. Because we are that ready lady foundation that God only live where? In the spirit, right? We lay that foundation that God does not live in the flesh. He lives in the spirit. He dwells in the spirit. So if I'm going to live in the flesh, it's separation from God. It's dead. To be carnally minded is dead. It brings death. That death means separation from God. So I cannot live according to God's ways, to God's rule. I can't see the kingdom. Like Jesus says to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot what? See the kingdom. He can see how God works. And we need to see how God works. Okay? Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 tells us, it tells us very clearly, you cannot please God in the flesh. You can't serve God in the flesh. It has to come from the spirit realm. Okay? Because in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says,
but without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Yeah.
For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
So, faith is coming from where? The spirit realm. Faith is coming from the spirit realm. Because God is what? Spirit. And in order for us to serve God, we have to serve him, live for him in the spirit. And in order for us to do that, it comes from what? Faith.
Verse 3 of chapter 11, Hebrews says, by faith we understand.
Yes.
So there's another way for us to develop our understanding. That's in the spirit.
Yes.
By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. So by faith, we understand that there's a spiritual world that supersedes this world, that there's a power to activate. There's a power that framed the world that was the word of God. Yeah. So we have here the Bible, we have scriptures, we have all this power pack here, and we understand it by the Spirit. So when we operate by our understanding in the Spirit, then we begin to see the natural results, the tangible results in the earth. But first, we have to receive it by faith. And the Bible tells us in verse 1 that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So they're not yet seen. But when we begin to operate by faith, then here comes to pass in the earth, that which was invisible becomes visible, and then we become a creditable witness to the power of God and to the fact that when he speaks by his Spirit, that it is so.
Yes. So I must live my life in the Spirit in order to please God. And in order for me to live my life in the Spirit, it comes through faith, right? The Bible says we walk by faith and not by what? Sight. Okay? So let's leave here so we have total understanding of what this week teaching is all about. Mm-hmm. The mind and the Spirit. The mind operate not by faith. The mind operate by sight. I see something, I know it's there. I feel something, I know it's there. I taste something, I know it's there. So it's physical. That's how the mind works. And it tells us now with God, it doesn't work that way. If we walk by faith and not by the way I feel or see, okay, or touch things physically, it's completely different when it comes to God, because God is in the spirit realm. And in the spirit realm, we only access things from God through faith. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen with the physical eye, sight. So we can please God, right? In the flesh. Okay.
And think about how much training we get. But, you know, K through 12 school system and then post-secondary education, how much training that we get for the natural world, how much academic training we get, how much philosophy and logical reasoning training we get. So, of course, when we're hearing now things of the Spirit, we have to weigh that up against this mountain of natural academic training and reasoning. So, yes, we have to develop in the Spirit to be able to see the power, the opportunity that we have through the Spirit. So it takes time and to study the word. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
your
day
count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.